And back here at Let's Get Local, at the Solidarity Realty Studios. You're listening to Let's Get Local on Devil Radio 92.7 FM, WTTN 1580 AM. Maybe catching the stream at devilradio927.com or using the self-proclaimed greatest app ever, the Devil Radio app. Again, Brian says it's easy for Wisconsinites to download and use, and my mom confirms that. It was easy for her. It's easy for her. Can be easy for you. As we finish off today's show, hopefully you've enjoyed the three previous guests. We get an opportunity to turn our attention to an important month and a group in our community that's highlighting that month and does work year-round all the time. So important, and I love telling their story. It's Steve Starkey over at Outreach here in Madison. Steve, thanks for being on the program today and talking to us about this amazing organization right here in our community.
Well, thanks for having me on, Jason.
So you are the executive director over at Outreach. Tell people a little bit about how you got involved and why.
Well, I have been the executive director for 16 years, and I have actually been a volunteer and donor and client probably for 30 years. when I first came out in the early 80s, Outreach at that time was called the United, and really helped me with support groups and some peer counseling. And I realized what an important service it provided for the community, and I wanted to make sure that that service was going to continue and also grow and expand to meet the needs of the LGBTQ community in South Central Wisconsin.
Well, so you have a long history, and obviously it's very important to you to be involved in this group. Steve, I know there's so much that Outreach does. So give people a little bit of an overview of the organization's goals and mission and some of the activities that are out there.
Sure. So our mission is to promote equality and quality of life for LGBTQ people. And we have been in existence since 1973. There's been two or three different names to the organization, but we've been providing services for next year. It'll be 50 years to the Madison and Dane County community. We have a variety of services. So we have an office that's out by the airport in Madison. It's a big office. We have 4,000 square feet. We have three conference rooms and a large lending library. We have a cyber center so people can, use computers to check their email or do research surfing. We have volunteers that do peer support, counseling, and referral. Three program staff people that specifically work in the areas of transgender services, senior services, and alcohol and other addiction services. And we have social and support groups that meet at the center. We have a speakers bureau, so do presentations to businesses, schools, civic groups, anybody that would like to have information presented about LGBT issues. And we also have the Wilma's Fund, which is a program that provides small grants. They're usually $500 to LGBTQ homeless people in Dane County. So that's a service that has been going for 11 years, and we've now given away more than $200,000 in that program, and it has really expanded during the last 2 years with the pandemic.
Wow. And you just had a golf fundraiser last week, right, for that?
We did have a golf fundraiser last weekend. We had a little bit of sprinkle of rain for it, but we had 30 golfers, and almost a dozen corporate sponsors for the event, a live and silent auction. And so raise some considerable money for Wilma's fund.
So if people miss the golf outing, but they want to still contribute, are there ways they can still do that?
Well, people can always contribute through our website, which is outreachmadisonlgbt.org. You could also call our offices, 608-255-8582.
We're talking with Steve Starkey, the executive director, longtime executive director over at Outreach. Again, the website, like you said, outreachmadisonlgbt.org. Steve, you covered, when you talked about all the services and what you do, I mean, there's so much there. When you look at a lot of organizations in the community, they might do one of those things. You're covering so much ground, and I think, including, services and opportunities for seniors to connect as well. I think it's just really impressive that this organization has been able to encompass all of that and to be a safe space for the community that you serve.
Well, thank you. We do a lot of services. We're, with a pretty small staff and, reasonably small budget compared to some agencies, but there's a lot of need out there. We've been able to do a lot of our work because of volunteers. We have seven staff, but four of them are part-time. So, not really well-funded, or we don't have a big staff, but we do provide a lot of services. And one of the services I didn't mention is this year we're hosting our Magic Pride Festival in August. And the last 2 years we've had to do it as a virtual event because of the pandemic. But this year we feel like it is safer for people to come out, especially because it's an outdoor activity. So it'll be at Warner Park on August 21st from 1 to 6 p.m.
It is Pride Month, and I was just going to go there and remind everyone about that event. Steve, tell us a little bit more about the history of it and what people can expect here in 2022 on August 21st when they come out to Warner Park.
So we started the Magic Pride Festival in 2019. We decided to do that event instead of a parade just because it's a longer event. It's in a much larger space. It's in a really nice park that is very accessible. It's very flat, has a lot of paved paths. So if, seniors or people with disabilities can kind of easily get around the park. And it offers a lot more opportunity for people to meet with local businesses, with nonprofit groups. We have food and beverages. We have merchandise. Some merchant vendors come and sell products. And also a stage show that is all local LGBTQ-identified performers. And that show lasted for the entire 5 hours of the event in 2019. We also had a youth and families area with games and activities for kids. So, the event in 2019 brought out people of all ages, a lot of young people, a lot of families, and people, wanting to listen to some local LGBTQ artists perform. We had about 5,000 people show up for our last one, and there's a lot of excitement building about this event, so we think it's going to be, just as big as it was in 2019.
That is the Outreach Magic Pride Festival coming up August 21st, Sunday, August 21st, from 1 to 6 p.m. at Warner Park. Great entertainment, all kinds of opportunities to join and celebrate, and just enjoy a really fun and exciting event put on by Outreach. Wow, Steve, thanks so much for your time today, telling us about the work you do in our community. for the LGBTQ community here in Madison, and just for everything you and your small but mighty staff do here in Madison.
Well, thanks a lot for having me on, Jason.
Again, the website for outreach is outreachmadisonlgbt.org. That's Steve Starkey. Man, what an impressive group doing so much here for so many in our area. And again, with an event like the Magic Outreach or Magic Pride Festival, excuse me, by Outreach on August 21st at Warner Park, just an opportunity for anyone to come out. Anyone that's supportive and wants to enjoy that event, learn more, grow more. That's why we're here on this planet, to be a part of something, to be a part of each other, and also to support. It's great stuff. I appreciate your time once again. Outside the Pizza Box coming up next. Thanks again to all of our guests, and thanks to show sponsor, Evolution Financial. Check out Sue at evolutionfinplan.com. Be back next week.